With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A shelter-in-place order was lifted Sunday night after a tactical response team discovered the body of a man with a firearm. It followed the deaths of two firefighters killed Sunday when they were ambushed by sniper fire while responding to a fire in a northern Idaho mountain community. Crews endured a barrage of gunfire over several hours that the governor called a heinous assault. Authorities are saying that the man armed with a rifle started the fire with the intent of ambushing firefighters. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall says he believes President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill is going to help shrink debt.
Senate Republicans narrowly voted Saturday to advance a massive bill to put in place President Trump's agenda in spite of opposition from two of their members. Republican Senators Rand Paul and Tom Tillis voted against advancing the package. Paul has opposed a provision to increase the debt limit by $5 trillion, while Tillis has said the bill would cost North Carolina $38.9 billion in federal Medicaid funding. President Trump slammed Tillis on Saturday night, threatening to support a primary challenger against the North Carolina senator after he came out against Mr. Trump's mega bill. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Trump is floating the idea of a temporary pass for immigrant farm and hotel workers.
As he carries out an aggressive deportation campaign, the president also acknowledges that it's a problem when farmers lose their laborers and it destroys their businesses. He told Fox News that his administration is working on some kind of a temporary pass that could give farmers and hotel owners control over immigration raids at their facilities.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. President Trump has a warning for whoever becomes New York City's next mayor. Communist Zohran Mamdani won the Democrat primary after former Governor Andrew Cuomo conceded the race. The president told Fox News whoever becomes mayor had better behave themselves or the federal government will come down on them financially. This is SRN News. Churches in Switzerland buck the trend. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
Christianity is waning in Europe and has been for at least two decades. But a new report from Switzerland finds that evangelical congregations there are growing. The Swiss Evangelical Network reports positive movement in all measures of spirituality amongst its churches, which cuts against the pattern of Christian decline in the country generally. The only bad news is that evangelicals make up a very small part of the Swiss population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Czech authorities have detained five teenagers for being radicalized online by ISIS and charged two of them with trying to set fire to a synagogue. Lawmen say most of the suspects are under the age of 18. They were detained as a result of an international investigation that began last year. The five are accused of promoting hateful content on social media against Jews. This is SRN News. Well, it's not news you would expect from North Korea. The opening of a huge new tourist resort. Correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
The location of the resort, called Kalma, has been in development since 2018. It has hotels and other accommodations for nearly 20,000 guests who can bathe in the sea, play sports and games, and eat at restaurants and cafeterias on site. North Korea has no normal travel arrangements to allow foreigners to visit the country. The KCNA report said that domestic tourists will be allowed to visit the new resort from the 1st of July. I'm Karen Shamas.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is praising the Supreme Court ruling upholding a state law aimed at blocking kids from seeing pornography online. Paxton says companies have no right to expose kids to pornography and must institute reasonable age verification measures. More details at srnnews.com.